Africa Basel is the new kid on the block in the most amazing venue in a 14th century compound that is combined with modern architecture. It's a very playful ground, unlike any exhibition hall that we know from around the globe.
That's the thing. I mean, fortune favors the brave. So I think it's quite a brave thing to do. What has the reception been like to the idea of Africa Basel?
We started Africa Basel actually just a couple of months ago, September last year.
How has the presence of African artists at Art Basel changed in the last decade? I mean, you said you've grown up in Basel. Have you seen a steady growth or has it still been really, really slow?
The new kid on the block, Africa Basel, has been highly anticipated because most people know that there really isn't a huge presence of African galleries or galleries focusing on contemporary African art at Art Basel. So I was very happy to sit down with one of the founders.
Benjamin, Ben, thank you for what you are doing. I think it's so exciting as somebody from Africa and somebody who's been to Basel quite a few times. I did notice that there is quite a gap when it comes to representation of African galleries. I think there are three South African galleries that are in the main fair at Art Basel. But I wanted to find out from you, what was your motivation to start Africa Basel?
Well, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. We started Africa Basel actually just a couple of months ago, September last year, when my friend Sven Eisenhut, who runs Photo Basel Art Fair, which is another parallel art fair to Art Basel in Basel, I reached out and said, like, look, Ben, we've talked about that earlier or in previous years. There's an underrepresentation of Africa on the global grounds in Basel during Art Basel. Why don't we do something? I have the expertise in running art fairs, and you have sort of an expertise in contemporary African art through your contemporary African photography prize, the CAP prize that you're running for 14 years now. And I thought it was a brilliant idea. So we started our research and talked to roughly 400 exhibitors around the globe, obviously mainly from the African continent, that deal with African contemporary art, and came to the conclusion that's probably a good idea to give it a go. And here we are.
That's the thing. I mean, fortune favors the brave. So I think it's quite a brave thing to do. What has the reception been like to the idea of Africa Basel?
In general, there has been a very, very positive reaction when we came out. And there are kind of two schools around it. One school saying we don't longer need any Africa-dedicated fairs or fairs dedicated to art from Africa, because African art, African artists and African galleries should be included just in any other global art fair. And the other group of people are saying, great, finally amazing, somebody does something around Art Basel in Basel for Africa. And we kind of share these two schools of thought, but we also know because of our research that we are just not there where it's natural for African representation to be included in just any art fair. So until we're there, Africa Basel is going to be a springboard for any institution or gallery exhibitor that deals with contemporary African art for potentially reaching another global audience.
It's been very exciting to watch, for example, your Instagram and how you've been promoting the fact that this is the new kid on the block in Basel. In this, I would say that the time that Basel, the town in which you grew up, becomes the epicenter of the art world. What kind of feedback have you gotten from a social media perspective as well with people with regards to the start of the first ever Africa Basel?
We've gotten quite a lot of feedback, especially from smaller and medium-sized news outlets, blogs, mm-hmm. or Instagram channels around African art, contemporary African art around the globe. And that's something that is to point out, which is great, which is also something that is sorely needed. I feel like more conversation mm-hmm. around contemporary African art beyond the just, you know, restitution topics, etc. But really just talk about it and don't just show images and I like mm-hmm. and I've been there and there. But actually, I think is an important part of fostering and nourish the contemporary African art scene.
I remember the first time I went to Basel, I think it was Chance the Rapper who had done a presentation there with Mark Spiegler, who was then the head of Art Basel. And I remember there was a conversations program, and then Chance the Rapper also did a talk there. And it felt to me that then
was so oversubscribed because people felt this hunger to see whether it be African art, whether it be black art, but there was a hunger for it, so much so that the talk was oversubscribed 3 times and they had to do 3 editions of it. So I'm very curious to see the reception to Africa Basel. So yeah, we've got a couple of days and then it all launches. I wanted to find out, tell me a bit more about the galleries that you will be representing. I know that you've done a very tight curation of the galleries that you've allowed access to for Africa Basel. Tell me a bit about the selection process of the galleries.
Yeah, I probably have to start at generally how we see art fairs developing currently around the globe. You mentioned that I grew up with Art Basel in Basel. My business partner Sven also grew up with Art Basel and all the other art fairs in town. And he runs art fairs over 10 years successfully. And we came to the conclusion that after looking thoroughly into the developments that, you know, growing bigger with every edition and adding another fair on a different continent every year is probably not the way forward. It's completely overwhelming and it doesn't allow to really engage with art as such through an art fair. So we strongly believe that it's probably time to start looking into smaller endeavors that can grow organically if there is need for growth around it. So this is where we're coming from. So we decided to start small and potentially grow for future editions. But if no need is there or no demand is there, we won't grow. We will just, you know, do everything very organically. So the tight curation comes from this standpoint that we believe if we can bring, let's say, 18 so-called best, every art fair says they're going to bring the best galleries. If you can bring the 18 best of roughly, according to my knowledge and research, 600 galleries that could be called galleries dealing with contemporary African art, then you probably have a good selection.
In terms of your curatorial team, I was also very excited to see, for example, Gria Valli there from Zeitz Mocha, Azu, who is an absolute visionary. I mean, his Benin Pavilion at the Venice Biennale was absolutely phenomenal to see, and such a powerful representation of these artists. Also, Michelle Sandoz, who I absolutely love from she, I think at the time that I went to my first Art Basel, she was head of VIP there. So she's played a huge role in terms of championing African contemporary artists. How did you go about choosing your team of curators? Because it's not every art fair that I would say really almost lovingly looks at the curation process as you have.
It's a new fair, so we really wanted to bring aspects from all sorts of schools around art fairs into the selection process. So we didn't want to just have, for example, gallerists or curators, art curators, but we wanted to bring somebody in, like Michelle, you mentioned, for example, from the VIP background, because bringing the right people to the right galleries is very important. Otherwise, an art fair doesn't work. We have to understand or to remind ourselves that art fairs are not art festivals. They're actually economic endeavors. Sales has come there to sell artwork, the buyers. And then we obviously wanted to have a curatorial aspect from an academic point of view, and we wanted to have a curatorial aspect from a freelance point of view, and then somebody who runs a substantial collection, contemporary art collection, and to advise us. Each of these persons could advise us on very different things around selecting galleries. That was our approach there, yes.
And for me, what I find quite interesting, again, when you look at Basel, for that time, it is such a packed week. Why would you say that collectors should in particular come to your art fair? Because I think that's the thing, is the economy of attention in that week as well. What would you say, if you had to sort of say in one line, what is the why that people should attend Africa Basel?
Africa Basel is the new kid on the block in the most amazing venue in a 14th century compound that is combined with modern architecture. It's a very playful ground, unlike any exhibition hall that we know from around the globe. It's very well situated downtown, near the River Rhine. It's scenic. It's small. It has an amazing bar and the best art you can see during this week.
Fantastic. I also wanted to find out from you, and I think this is more of a practical question. When it comes to African galleries participating in international fairs, there are quite a number of barriers to entry. I think it was at the Venice Biennale, even which obviously is not an art fair, but I think a lot of the gallerists or the curators and artists were speaking about the barriers to entry in terms of the visa dance, that we have to do this crazy visa dance. It's not easy. Let's also call a spade a spade. The currency, the Swiss franc, is obviously very strong, so it does make it a very big investment for African galleries. Have you been able to create any infrastructure to help to support African galleries coming to a big global fair like Basel?
No, to be honest, we did not manage to establish an infrastructure for that yet. We are kind of in the phase of proving our concept first now with the first edition.
Yes.
Before we can actually find a support for such an endeavor. But I do know that some of the galleries exhibiting or some of the exhibitors, they do get international funding to attend the fair.
And I think as you said, it is also one of those things, this is the start of it. So it would be good to have this conversation again in 2026 and to see how it's grown and to see how the reception has been to Africa Basel. How has the presence of African artists at Art Basel changed in the last decade? I mean, you said you've grown up in Basel. Have you seen a steady growth or has it still been really, really slow?
I think there is a steady growth, but it's a very slow growth. And that's not because Art Basel does not want that or the selection committee avoids African artists or African galleries. There are also, as you mentioned, economic reasons for it. Taking part in Art Basel is just, again, a completely different number than our fair, for example. It's a huge investment. And I've spoken to galleries from the African continent that attended as exhibitors or Basel twice or three times even, and decided not to do it anymore because it just never really translated for them. You also have to see that the difference in economic strength, not just between Africa and Europe, but in general around the globe, is a big challenge for galleries when it comes to sales prices of artworks. And in the African context, very often the local markets are not that far developed so that artworks reach global prices at the scale of Art Basel. So this is a challenge we have to overcome with time, I think. And I believe that through all these small initiatives on the continent, in the media outlets that I mentioned, the workshops, the schools, the fairs, art fairs. I mean, South Africa has amazing art fairs. 154 entered Morocco, etc. I think there is a slow but steady growth around the economics of art on the African continent, and this will also develop the prices and then allow galleries to more internationally partake.
So final question, I would say, Benjamin, for you as one of the founders of Art Basel, what would be a measure of success for you? When would you know that this first ever Africa Basel was a success? How would you measure the success of it?
Well, it's pretty simple. When exhibitors sell and the exhibitors are happy, then we did on a successful fair. Because, as I said, it's a business. If the galleries don't sell, they won't come back, and then the fair won't exist anymore in the future. Doesn't matter how good the champagne state rank at the opening.
Well, I look forward to being there very, very soon for Africa Basel. Thank you for this.
Thanks, Joanne.